Вариант 1. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. К каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия списка 1-5 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее место действия. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Dialogue A.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. I understand you help fix up students with host families.
That's right. And how long would you want to stay with the host family?
I'm planning on staying a year, but at the moment I'm definitely here for 4 months only.
Anyway, which area do you think you would prefer?
Well, I'm studying right in the center, but I'd really like to live in the northwest.
That shouldn't be a great problem. We usually have lots of families up there.
Dialogue B.
I wonder whether you have any vacancies for tonight.
Yes, I can offer you room 24 on the first floor.
How much is it?
£27.50 a night, excluding service.
Can I see it, please?
Certainly. Would you take a seat for a moment?
Dialogue C.
Morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I understand that the school organizes trips to different...
Yes, we run 5 every month. 3 during weekends and 2 Wednesday afternoon trips.
What sort of places?
Well, obviously it varies, but always places of historical interest. And also which offer a variety of shopping, because our students always ask about that.
Dialogue D.
Mom, I'm hungry.
Look in the fridge.
I'm looking. There's nothing to eat. It's almost empty.
I went to the market yesterday.
I don't see anything.
I bought lots of oranges and apples.
I don't want fruit. I want something tasty. Next time you go to the market, let me go with you.
No, thank you. All you want to eat are hot dogs and candy bars.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. I understand you help fix up students with host families.
That's right. And how long would you want to stay with the host family?
I'm planning on staying a year, but at the moment I'm definitely here for 4 months only.
Anyway, which area do you think you would prefer?
Well, I'm studying right in the center, but I'd really like to live in the northwest.
That shouldn't be a great problem. We usually have lots of families up there.
Dialogue B.
I wonder whether you have any vacancies for tonight.
Yes, I can offer you room 24 on the first floor.
How much is it?
£27.50 a night, excluding service.
Can I see it, please?
Certainly. Would you take a seat for a moment?
Dialogue C.
Morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I understand that the school organizes trips to different...
Yes, we run 5 every month. 3 during weekends and 2 Wednesday afternoon trips.
What sort of places?
Well, obviously it varies, but always places of historical interest. And also which offer a variety of shopping, because our students always ask about that.
Dialogue D.
Mom, I'm hungry.
Look in the fridge.
I'm looking. There's nothing to eat. It's almost empty.
I went to the market yesterday.
I don't see anything.
I bought lots of oranges and apples.
I don't want fruit. I want something tasty. Next time you go to the market, let me go with you.
No, thank you. All you want to eat are hot dogs and candy bars.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
I think a lot of people forget that the majority of computer owners are in places like the United States, Asia, or Europe. And even in those countries, there are still plenty of people who have never used a computer at all, and certainly don't have one for entertainment at home. After all, they're not cheap to buy. And in some places, there are communities who don't have running water, let alone electricity or computers. It's very unjust, if you ask me.
Speaker B.
I think it's a real temptation for some people. It's too easy when you use a computer. You're looking for a birthday present for a friend, and then you notice that you can get a cheap digital camera or perhaps some new jeans, and before you know it, you're typing in your credit card number and buying a couple of hundred euros worth of goods. Of course, there are also dangers in giving private information on the internet. It's all a nightmare, really.
Speaker C.
I just don't know how people did school projects and things like that before the age of the computer. It must have taken up all their spare time. Our teachers expect us to do a lot of research, and it would take ages if we had to go to a library and look things up in books. Now the answer to almost any question is at your fingertips. I think it's fantastic.
Speaker D.
We've got cable now, so we're actually connected to the internet all the time. We listen to the radio, the children play games. Since we've got one of those new flat screens, we also download a lot of movies and watch them on the computer. I actually bought it originally so that I could bring work home from the office, not for entertainment. But I don't get much done with all these new possibilities.
Speaker E.
I don't have a computer at home. It's too expensive. And I try to leave the laptop in the office at the weekend. If I didn't do that, I really don't think I'd get any rest. I know lots of people of my age who work every weekend, answering emails, preparing presentations and doing internet searches and so on. It can seem like quite good fun, but it's still work, and I think a lot of people forget that.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Speaker A.
I think a lot of people forget that the majority of computer owners are in places like the United States, Asia or Europe. And even in those countries, there are still plenty of people who have never used a computer at all and certainly don't have one for entertainment at home. After all, they're not cheap to buy. And in some places, there are communities who don't have running water, let alone electricity or computers. It's very unjust, if you ask me.
Speaker B.
I think it's a real temptation for some people. It's too easy when you use a computer. You're looking for a birthday present for a friend, and then you notice that you can get a cheap digital camera or perhaps some new jeans, and before you know it, you're typing in your credit card number and buying a couple of hundred euros worth of goods. Of course, there are also dangers in giving private information on the internet. It's all a nightmare, really.
Speaker C.
I just don't know how people did school projects and things like that before the age of the computer. It must have taken up all their spare time. Our teachers expect us to do a lot of research, and it would take ages if we had to go to a library and look things up in books. Now the answer to almost any question is at your fingertips. I think it's fantastic.
Speaker D.
We've got cable now, so we're actually connected to the internet all the time. We listen to the radio, the children play games. Since we've got one of those new flat screens, we also download a lot of movies and watch them on the computer. I actually bought it originally so that I could bring work home from the office, not for entertainment. But I don't get much done with all these new possibilities.
Speaker E.
I don't have a computer at home. It's too expensive. And I try to leave the laptop in the office at the weekend. If I didn't do that, I really don't think I'd get any rest. I know lots of people of my age who work every weekend, answering emails, preparing presentations and doing internet searches and so on. It can seem like quite good fun, but it's still work, and I think a lot of people forget that.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3-8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которые соответствуют номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Mike. Guess what? I've passed my driving test. Isn't it great?
Congratulations. Are you going to buy your own car, Sally?
I'm afraid not. Even my elder brother doesn't have one. I'll have to borrow Dad's car.
Perhaps he'll get you a car when you go to university.
Maybe, but that's another year yet. Anyway, what are you doing here, Mike, at this time of day?
I've left my job. I got fed up travelling to town and back every day.
Are you going to get a local job then?
No. You see, after all that trouble with my house, half of it has burnt down.
Yes. I was there just on the first day after the fire. I brought the insurance agent. That was all just like a nightmare.
I still can't believe it happened to me. How could I possibly repair the attic? It'll cost me a fortune. Well, anyway, it was my entire fault. I thought a lot about my life. I told myself that I was lazy and careless and...
Yes, that's true.
And I thought that I should do something useful.
That's true too. But what are you going to do?
I had an interview this morning and I got the job.
Oh, come on, Mike. I'm so happy for you. Tell me what you're going to do.
I'm going to join an expedition sailing around the world.
Around the world? Isn't it great?
Yes. You know, an old sailing ship. It's sort of a charity cruise. I'll have to join the ship in London next week.
Oh, well, I don't know what to say.
Say good luck.
Good luck, Mike. I'll miss you.
I'll miss you too, Sally.
Look, I must go. I haven't told Mum about passing my test yet. And look, I'll try to drive you to the ship if I can borrow my dad's car.
That would be great. Thanks, Sally.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Hi, Mike. Guess what? I've passed my driving test. Isn't it great?
Congratulations. Are you going to buy your own car, Sally?
I'm afraid not. Even my elder brother doesn't have one. I'll have to borrow Dad's car.
Perhaps he'll get you a car when you go to university.
Maybe, but that's another year yet. Anyway, what are you doing here? Mike, at this time of day?
I've left my job. I got fed up travelling to town and back every day.
Are you going to get a local job then?
No. You see, after all that trouble with my house, half of it has burnt down.
Yes. I was there just on the first day after the fire. I brought the insurance agent. That was all just like a nightmare.
I still can't believe it happened to me. How could I possibly repair the attic? It'll cost me a fortune. Well, anyway, it was my entire fault. I thought a lot about my life. I told myself that I was lazy and careless and...
Yes, that's true.
And I thought that I should do something useful.
That's true too. But what are you going to do?
I had an interview this morning and I got the job.
Oh, come on, Mike. I'm so happy for you. Tell me what you're going to do.
I'm going to join an expedition sailing around the world.
Around the world? Isn't it great?
Yes. You know, an old sailing ship. It's sort of a charity cruise. I'll have to join the ship in London next week.
Oh, well, I don't know what to say.
Say good luck.
Good luck, Mike. I'll miss you.
I'll miss you too, Sally.
Look, I must go. I haven't told Mum about passing my test yet. And look, I'll try to drive you to the ship if I can borrow my dad's car.
That would be great. Thanks, Sally.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.
This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.